So what we look at now is when you've done a revaluation, what actually happens is your depreciation gets bigger, doesn't it? If you revalue upwards, then the depreciation charge for the year gets bigger because you're depreciating away a higher amount. Now, because depreciation gets bigger, then therefore profits get lower. And shareholders don't like that because they say, well, that's not fair because we won't get such big dividends. Remember, dividends come out of retained earnings. So what a company has an opportunity to do is when they have a revaluation upwards, they understand depreciation gets bigger, they understand profits get lower, but the extra depreciation that's been caused, well, what you can do is you can take that out of the revaluation reserve and put it into retained earnings, what we call the retained earnings transfer. And the way to calculate it is easy. You can either calculate it as the extra depreciation caused, or you can just take the revaluation reserve, divide it by the number of years left on that asset that caused the revaluation reserve, and just amortize the revaluation reserve away to retained earnings. That last bit sounds a bit more tricky by audio than it really is. That's why now we're going to go and show you this retained earnings transfer, how to do it with lots of illustrations and past papers, because it does come up quite a lot.